This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why are this child's tonsils so large? Georgian study links allergy marker to severe tonsil enlargement. Plain language summary of research published in the Georgian Medical Journal. Written for the general public by the GMJ News editorial team. Every parent of a child who snores, breathes through the mouth, or suffers repeated throat infections knows the question. Why are the tonsils and adenoids so enlarged, and what is driving it? A study from the Ajara region of Georgia, published in the Georgian Medical Journal, points to a possible culprit that is often overlooked: allergy. What the study examined: researchers measured levels of immunoglobulin E, IgE, the antibody that rises in allergic conditions, in children diagnosed with grade 3 adenotonsillar hypertrophy, meaning tonsils and adenoids enlarged severely enough to obstruct breathing and disturb sleep. The question: do children with the most severe enlargement also show elevated allergy markers? What they found. The study identified a correlation between serum IgE levels and severe adenotonsillar hypertrophy, suggesting that allergic inflammation may be a contributing driver of tonsil and adenoid overgrowth in some children, not just recurrent infection as traditionally assumed. Why this changes the clinical conversation. The standard endpoint for severely enlarged tonsils is surgery. Adenotonsillectomy, one of the most common operations performed on children worldwide. But if allergy is fueling the enlargement, then identifying and treating the allergic component might reduce severity, improve outcomes, or in some cases, change the treatment pathway entirely. At minimum, it argues for allergy evaluation as part of the workup for children with severe adenotonsillar hypertrophy. Why it matters for Georgia. This is regional evidence from Georgian children in Ajara, exactly the kind of local clinical research that Georgian pediatricians and ENT specialists need to guide practice, rather than relying solely on data from other populations with different environmental exposures and allergy patterns. Read the original research. Original article: correlation between serum immunoglobulin E and grade 3 adenotonsillar hypertrophy in children, a study from the Ajara region of Georgia. Authors: Gelago Godze, Irina Kokolads. Published in Georgian Medical Journal, Vol 1, No. 2, Health Systems Performance and Quality of Care. Read the full article at gmj.georgianmedicaljournal.gmj, ISN 3884322, gmj.ge, Open Access CC by 4.0, published by the Public Health Institute of Georgia, PAG. This summary is an independent editorial product of GMJ News. For clinical decisions, consult the original peer-reviewed article and a qualified professional.